fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. This is our third hour. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist, his website, jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. And for a few more minutes, Steve Ben-Noon, his website, israelinewslive.org. What have we got for Steve, about 5 more minutes or so?
Yep, about 5. And I'll probably just want to be able to listen in, though, while I'm getting packed up there to the room back there. But I'll just put it on mute so I can hear. But real quick, just to let you know, the situation, though, even more so now, continues to grow very much a threat between Russia, NATO there in the Ukraine area, which could expand. Now, I was getting into Israel. My Israeli counterpart was telling me that right now that we have Al planes are going into a private contractor around the clock. They're converting them into tankers. They're getting ready for war with Iran. As I mentioned also, Obama and Brennan had given tactical nukes to the Iranians back when Obama was in power. I did not know that. I knew they had nukes, but I didn't know that Obama had helped them with tactical nukes. And that was confirmed with me in my meeting last night, that that was indeed true. And, of course, I was told that their finger is on the trigger, just itching to get ready to use those. So some of the things that we anticipate to start in 2024 could actually start a little sooner. And I'll just quickly, and I don't know if I've shared this with you or not, maybe text with you privately. You know, 2029, January 13th, I believe, is the date that was officially given to me about Planet X and the passing here, but there's been some debate that date may not be as accurate. But the other thing is that we're going to experience a vortex also in 2029. That kind of makes me think that, yes, Planet X is still very much a problem in 2029, and that vortex is going to drop the temperatures on the Earth. Kind of like, I forget which movie that is, John, that shows where it's like...
The Day After Tomorrow. The day after tomorrow. There are several, but the best known is the day after tomorrow.
So I was told that one and also the movie 2012 will actually give you a kind of a picture of what to expect if this all goes down. But of course, I've been told too that they had learned to open up a black hole using CERN in space, and that these idiots, that's what I have to call them, that are running the Hadron Collider programs there, they've been experimenting with this, and they just seem to think that, oh, well, no big problem. If Planet X is going to come through, we'll just open up a black hole and suck it in. Problem is, though, we don't know where it will go when it goes in a black hole, if we are even able to really do that. They have successfully sucked in a moon or two, from what I understand in tests. But that could pop out somewhere else and end up being closer to you than what you anticipated. That's one of the theories that are behind this and the great concerns of other scientists that think this is an insanity way of trying to deal with this. But so the Biden administration, his scientists that are part of his administration, are playing down the dangers of what we're going to face around 2029, going all the way up to, I think, 2038 is some of the dates I've been told to me about. So it's getting really crazy, and I know I'm going to have to scoot here, but I will, on our program there, I'll probably be talking about Russia and Iran both have had some skirmishes with the reptilians. They've been trying to provoke them into battles. They have had some battles with them. Last time we had one with them was back in 1974, but they're just not sure why. What the purpose of that is. They do think that the one with Iran could be because they know that Iran is wanting to use nukes on Israel, and there's just a lot of, as evil as reptilians can be, they don't want nukes going off right now. So, but that's just a hypothesis. Nobody really knows, and I know it's a lot of information to digest in such a short period of time, but I'll be curious about what Jeff Nyquist says about the issues about Russia, because I have a lot of respect for his understanding on the things going on there.
Okay,
well, I'm going to go to mute, John. I appreciate everything.
Okay.
Steve.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Well, Jeff, you've been asked to give some follow-up on your thoughts about what's going on with Russia, sir.
Well, as you know, there's a dispute. You know, Russia basically does not want to accept Ukraine as independent of itself. You know, we had in 2014 the reabsorption of Crimea, and there is what is called the Russian troop buildup on the Ukrainian border. People cite numbers like over between 100,000 and 200,000 Russian troops. This has never made much sense to me, because to invade a country the size of Ukraine, you need larger numbers of troops than that. So I don't understand that. There is also Russian deployments near the NATO border. Poland wants to double the size of its army. Its army is pretty small. You know, I think it's around 12 or 13 combat brigades. None of them heavy armor. These are infantry formations, and so the doubling of Poland's military isn't really a threat to Russia. But various NATO countries want to defend Ukraine. And Biden has been somewhat equivocal. It's a lot of people don't think that he will defend Ukraine. And of course, Russia has offered a sort of, you could say it's an ultimatum, or you could just call it a peace offering, which is that the NATO countries do not increase the size of their forces in the former Warsaw Pact countries, or certain former Warsaw Pact countries, especially the Baltic states, Poland, Romania, and Hungary. You know, so there's, it's very hard to know why the Russians are pushing on Ukraine right now, or why that NATO is so upset about it, unless they have intelligence that Russia intends to do something against Ukraine. So my analysis is, look, NATO countries have not been keeping up on their military. Even the United States, look, when John Kennedy was president, we were spending somewhere near twice our gross national product on defense as we are now. And so the defense spending of the Western countries overall is lower. China and Russia have new nuclear arsenals. We haven't built. We're using Minuteman threes. The head of the Strategic Command says that our nuclear stockpile is going to be past its shelf life in another year and so many months. And we're not going to have a new nuclear weapon produced until 2029. People talk about new super weapons and stuff. You hear rumors. Don't know exactly what that is. Putin in 2018 hinted that they are ahead even in these weapons. Russia is unique in that it has an enormous number of military high-tech labs. You could say secret scientific cities all over Russia. They even have hired foreign scientists to work in luxury apartments, and they pay very good money. So it looks like Russia and China have been engaged in a very intensive military buildup. When the Russians laid the foundations of these new factories and started hiring people more than a decade ago to produce new generation weapons. So what that's about is, my study of China and Russia is that they have been allies a long time now, especially since Gorbachev went to China, but defectors have told me that it goes back before then. And there is, Anatoly Golitsyn wrote in 1984 that the collapse of the Soviet Union was coming, that it would be a controlled collapse, that it was fake, that the end game was China and Russia, one clenched fist, to come back with a preponderance of military power and to back the West down and to force the West to accept convergence on Sino-Soviet terms. It does look like Golitsyn's predictions are coming true again. I'm skeptical of whether war will break out in Europe and with China and Taiwan in the Pacific. I've always believed that their strategy is aimed at bringing down the United States, and that their high mobilization levels are because of this pandemic that is threatening to bring really radical changes, sudden unrest, breakdown of infrastructure. So it's hard to read the situation, but I suspect, war could break out at any time, but we'll have to see. I'm not so sure that the West knows they're not ready for war. We're not in any condition to fight them, I don't think.
Well, I don't believe we are either. We've got some callers been very patient, waiting for quite a while. Let's take Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, gentlemen. And I was listening to Jeff. He answered a question that I was going to ask, so I don't need to ask that regarding China and Russia. That was really cool. He answered exactly what I was going to ask. And so thank you very much on that. And I have an update. There's a small church in our area, and one of the members calls me to update me on things. I don't go there, but this particular person does. She was proud the other day because the whole church was vaccinated, including two shots, one booster. I didn't know what to say because what can you say? But
right.
Anyway, she called me yesterday and because she had spoken to the pastor, and he said church is kind of on hold because the members are all sick, and this would be, I'll say, under 50 people, 40 people maybe, but she's also sick. It's upper respiratory, nasal infections, and those types of things. I saw it so sad. I said, I'll pray for them that they get better because, I mean, he reported, and this is a report, and I trust the report, is that they all are sick now.
Well,
so that was an update on that.
Okay. All right. Well, that's unfortunate, but they did it to themselves. It's unfortunate. Anything else, Deborah?
No, and thank you, Jeff, for answering a question I had. So thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much. Our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Knights of the Roundtable. Okay, I have to reprioritize my questions here. My first question came to mind is, if the moon has no atmosphere, how is it possible to run generators on the moon?
I had that myself. And we don't have Steve with us, so he can't answer. He's
on
mute.
Convenient.
Can I input some?
Go, please, Leon.
And the submarines, you know, we have oxygen and we have flame and we have the nukes. And because of that, they have oxygen scrubbers, which takes the O2 out of the CO2 that people breathe out, and they scrub that oxygen, and they can reuse it. That's how they do it, John.
Okay.
Right.
However, the
rate at which, in other words, even if you vent the exhaust pipes outside the buildings and you're drawing the air from the inside, multiple generators designed to, you know, provide enough power for three buildings, they're going to just suck the air out of the buildings, even if the air is usable, and they're going to burn and put the exhaust to the outside.
Glenn, let me help you out here. What we're talking about is an engineering problem that has an engineering solution. Engineering solution is having enough O2 to burn, and that's simply a matter of storing it up in the event of an emergency. When you got the full resources of a country behind you, you can have that that engineering solution.
And also CO2.
I hope that's the case. Otherwise, they better load up those TR-3Bs and those TR-4s and evacuate the personnel until they can get the thing fixed. But anyway, the other reason I called was about this insurance industry thing with the 100,000. I hadn't heard the 40% at the start, and I looked up some of the deaths per month ratings on the Census Bureau and websites, and so it's somewhere between 40% and 43% increase, which is really huge. I mean, I think that percentage,
it's off the charts, crazy huge, right?
Is staggering, you know, and it would be due to accelerate if the case is as so many expect.
Glenn, you're absolutely right. And that was third quarter report. The fourth quarter will be reported in a week or two or three, and it's going to be worse. You can count on it. Please continue.
That's okay. That's what I was just thinking about. But I myself must have had the Omicron strain, because it was, I only felt cruddy for a few days, and then bounced back and tested fine, negative within a week or so. But I heard Gerrit Vandenbosch saying how it was important for people who had the COVID and recovered, and then thus had natural innate immunity, not to take the vaccine or be around vaccinated people. So.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Okay. Looks like, do we have any other callers on hold? I don't believe we do. No, here we do. No, we don't. That was a different person. Okay. Jeff, what direction would you like to go next, sir?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, we have a break. We can think about this when we get back. Everybody stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I am so happy to have EMP Shield installed on my circuit breaker panel, knowing that everything in this home is protected from EMP and lightning. With a $25,000 insurance policy for lightning. Very great. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Steve Bannoun is listening on mute. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. And Jeff Nyquist, his website, jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale at Amazon.com. Gentlemen, our next caller is Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Jeff. I was basically calling in because I did want to ask Steve a question, but I know he's no longer on, but I do have some information, some updates on some things that Mike has disclosed that I think might be of interest to some people. He's basically saying that the global weather that altering that is happening right now, that the atmosphere is being inundated with heavy particles, some of them which are exotic, meaning that they are out of the normal realm, they are radioactive. He's saying Russia is going to have massive land changes. They are going to have dangerous melting of the permafrost. And he says you are looking at a place where the greater percentage of Russia is held up by internal ice cores and things like that. Now, when it begins to melt because of magma, you're going to have a lot of land shifts. It's going to be very dangerous for the people there because of all the water and the land sinking into the water. He's also saying that Arizona is going to have a lot of water. We are going to have a resettlement of these water-laden areas in these dry, arid regions. So the weather phenomenon is going to get really bad. He says we are going to be looking at storms this year with probably about 20, 30 to 100 times more lightning. Just recently, they had a F4 tornado in the Czech Republic, which is basically kind of unheard of. They usually don't see tornadoes. It was pretty extreme. I had sent Steve a video on that. Also, the one island near the Canary Islands of Spain, Tenerife, I think, I'm probably not pronouncing it right. They had very large waves going on there the other day.
Leon's got the pretty correct pronunciation. What's that, Leon?
It's Tenerife.
Yeah, thank you. You're absolutely correct, Leon. they're also saying that we're going to be seeing another moon up in the sky. It's going to be brownish, tannish gray. It will look like it has continents on it. With another system coming into our system, when you spot it as it approaches us, the entire system is speeding up every day. It will increase its speed. When you have two gravitational objects, they will speed up as they come towards each other, which will increase the effects on gravity, causing it to decrease. It will change the centrifugal force, causing nausea and motion sickness. There will be plasma charges, and the power exchanges will be quite violent, with sustained plasma conduits being stuck to both objects like a lightning bolt that will not move. 5, 6 to 10 minutes in duration. So anything that's in the close proximity of it will be literally destroyed. Vitrification will be seen all over the place. Basically, essentially what happens is it can turn sand or dirt into glass. This is how powerful these plasma conduits are. They have found over 200 objects in close proximity to our Earth. We're going to have more debris. They have already identified our sister star. People would have to begin to acclimate 4 years before living underground in artificial sunlight beforehand. And he feels that we already have some people that have gone underground. There is an army of 190,000 robots that nobody has ever heard of, about which shows people's attention is everything topside. A lot of what's going on topside is to distract us from other things as well. He's saying Area 51 will have to be empty because it is non-viable soon because of magma. They're going to need to clear that out. He says the AI architecture is going online soon in January or February, and it's not going to be shut down. They will have neural networks connected to it. That's why they're in such a hurry to get all these people jabbed, because, they are going to have the ability to neurally connect with people's brains because of the biotech that's in there that we've all been hearing about. Probably pretty much all I wanted to get out there today.
Well, you got it all out. That's from Mike around the world, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Elizabeth, anything else?
That we're going to have to be prepared for. There's going to be a lot of changes going on.
Well, that's a pretty bleak picture you paint there, but thank you, my dear. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Many men have gone.
All right, back. No more back. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm doing more private consultations than ever, helping families and groups, individuals, gain the clarity, get the focus they need to achieve their goals. It's a lot of fun for me, and people really enjoy these private consultations. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Yes, we have an update every 24 hours on the daily intelligence briefing. If you want to know what's going on the planet, this is the place to find out. A friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent, he puts us together fresh news every 24 hours. And of course, I've been a big fan of Cliff High for more than 20 years. He has an update every couple of days, a video update that he does. The link is right there on my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Last but not least, we're finally getting caught up in energy cleaning orders, helping people all over the world to get their life back. If you're not able to do the things you like to do, go for a walk in the park, ride a bicycle, go dancing with your honey because it hurts too much from arthritis pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. We saw a lot around Valentine's Day because ladies like to improve their husband's libido, and the energy cleaner helps with that as well. How about that? Details at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal. You can call my toll-free hour line for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad that I personally box up and ship. That toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Steve Bannoun earlier. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. And there's a way to subscribe to the articles that Jeff writes. So, Jeff, tell people how they can subscribe to your articles, please, sir.
Yeah, there's a PayPal button under every article or video and when you scroll down, and so that supports the site.
Outstanding. And our next caller, it looks like Wayne in Texas. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, John and gentlemen. I guess I just haven't been paying attention enough to these Tuesday morning roundtables, but about 45 minutes ago, Steve was talking about free military bases on the moon and stuff. Has he been giving these briefings for weeks and months, or maybe you can kind of catch me up to what he said previous to this? It's interesting, to say the least.
Well, everything's archived at Republic Broadcasting, and of course, I have Rumble Archives and Brighteon Archives. Steve has not been with us very much the last two or three weeks. He's had issues he's had to deal with.
Okay, but I mean, if I'd started in your archive, would it be every Tuesday he's talking about this, or how would I know? You know, there's a lot of archives out there. It just might be a word or two about where he's getting his information or whatever, since he's not here to answer the question.
Right, right. Well, Steve's connected to people that have the information. He attends briefings where he gets it with people that have these connections, sir.
Well, I'm not doubting or anything, because, you know, I listened to Bill Cooper back in the 90s on the classic shortwave show he had, The Hour of the Time. He said all the time, the technology that exists at the core government level is 50 to 100 years ahead of what you're seeing on the street as state of the art. I have no reason to doubt that, because, you know, anytime you're seeing something new, it's because they've replaced it with something newer, and that they've had, you know, they've already been using this one they just announced 20 years ago, you know. So I wouldn't doubt anything he said. I just would like to get a little more information on it. So
okay, well, maybe I'm... Well, his website's IsraeliNewsLive.org, and our archives. Steve hasn't been with us very much at all the last 3 weeks or so because of issues, but all the information
he's been on the moon.
Gives out is hard. Right.
I'm kidding. All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. There's been persistent stories about the United States having bases on the moon for years. Steve just gave another one this morning. I've not personally seen evidence of that, I'll just let it go with that. Unless Leon, do you have any follow up on that, sir?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay, and Jeff, any follow up on bases on the moon?
Well, I know that H3 is helium-3, which is supposed to be a fusion fuel that exists on the moon.
Okay,
if that's what he's talking about, then it is nuclear. It's a nuclear fusion, but my understanding is we don't have that yet. We don't have fusion power that's effective yet.
Well, that we know of publicly. You know, the government can and does keep secrets. Both my father and grandfather worked on the Manhattan Project as plumbers, along with about 250,000 other Americans. Very few people who worked on the Manhattan Project knew exactly what was going on. They were just given cover stories. So they can keep secrets when they choose to. Jeff and Leon, thank you for getting me the article from Natural News. I probably would have ran across, but it may have been another day or so. I've been waiting for the insurance industry to go public with what's going on. Now they have. The public discourse will not admit that the COVID-19 clot shot vaccination is responsible for another 100,000 Americans dying every month. That's a incredibly scary number. That's 1,200,000 a year if it stays the same, which my belief is that the fourth quarter of 2021 will be even higher, and the first quarter of 2022 will be higher still. That's my belief based on what I know. Leon, you got some follow-up on that?
Yes, I agree. As you know, and also more and more people are taking shots and boosters, so those numbers are going to accelerate. So it's going to be more geometric, and it may even get to the point of logarithmic. And one thing to correct on what Jeff has said, actually H3 is tritium, which is the hydrogen 3. It's a rare and radioactive type of hydrogen. So it's not helium, which is a totally different element, but it's actually helium is He. And hydrogen's H. And so when Steve was talking about H3, it's tritium, which, you know, I've known about that radioisotope for like 40 years. And so, you know, we have access to that. And whether they disclose that, just like we've known about the, you know, we've known about thorium, but thorium is not as lucrative nor is as radioactive as you know, all the other stuff we have, the uranium and plutonium, and so that was the reason why they chose that. And so, yeah, it makes sense why tritium is also much lighter to do and transport militarily. So it makes more sense with what John was.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't think of that. But you know, helium 3 is on the moon, and it's a fusion type fuel that they've talked about going to the moon to get if they ever had the fusion power. So how is tritium, hydrogen 3, how is that used as a fuel, if I may ask?
Yeah, no, I'm not the engineer in that regard. I've known that we have been collecting that for decades, and so it makes sense that it would be a lighter way of having a fuel-producing device than trying to take a whole atomic reactor. And so, you know, I don't have the engineering aspect to be able to define about the H3. Sorry about that.
Well, Dom, let me give the hillbilly perspective here from deep in the mountains of Missouri, Ozark. If plain old hydrogen is explosive and can be used as a fuel, why couldn't this other form of hydrogen be used as well as a fuel?
Exactly. Now, I'm not saying it is being used as fuel. I don't have the...
We don't know the mechanism of how they specifically do it. Well, let's not have an engineering class here, gentlemen. We'll move on from there. What plays into these people dying in these dramatically higher numbers is they've destroyed their immune system. All human beings have cancer cells. It doesn't matter whether you're a 20-year-old Olympic athlete or an 80-year-old person about to die from cancer, everybody has cancer cells. For the healthy people held in check by your immune system, well, people have destroyed their immune systems with the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. So the cancer that they normally have held at bay is taking off like wildfire. The incidence of people's hearts being damaged is getting more and more attention, more and more documentation, especially among the top athletes falling over dead. And of course, we're now at the beginning of the seasonal flu season, which accelerates because people have less sunshine exposure, less vitamin D, and that makes the seasonal flu an opportunistic illness that accelerates in the wintertime. Once again, people had the COVID-19 clot shot, their immune system's gone. And once the vitamin D levels drop, then they're more vulnerable to the seasonal flu. Leon, looks like a perfect storm to me. What do you think, sir?
I agree. It, because of, like you said, the absence. First of all, the people are collected together, so now they're going to pass it on. Well, if you're touching more, you also don't have as much UV light that kill any bacteria and viruses as well, and with the D3, you're not out and about, so it's going to be ravaging, you know, the communities, especially the dark melanated people, because of the fact that, you know, they're already not absorbing as much D3 as lighter complected people. So, you know, it is a perfect storm in that capacity as well. And then one other thing is, since we've been talking about it, I found a Department of Energy report on how they explain deuterium and tritium fusion reactor. And it's from the Department of Energy, and I'm going to forward it to you, and I'll send it to you, and you can send it to Jeff, since I don't have his direct email.
Okay, I can do that. Gentlemen, our next caller is Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to comment on something going along with this. So in Madison, Wisconsin, you have your affiliates, and I was watching the NBC News, and on the top of the hour, they were talking about the amount of people in the hospitals and going on about, you know, this and that, and then they start running numbers, and they really have to come out and clarify that all these people that are there are unvaxxed. And I've had personal experience from people around town that indicates that's not the case, and they give you that straight face when they give you that information. And I've heard stories that all these affiliates and all these stations get the same news reports, and they just, you know, spit them out at 5 o'clock and at night. I was just wondering if you could comment. Is there any truth to that, or are these just chronic liars that, or real chumps that just don't understand what's really going on? If you wouldn't mind commenting, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I'll comment, and we'll get follow-up from Jeff and Leon if they choose to. I've seen various commentators have put together clips from maybe 20 or so of these evening news broadcasters from around, television news broadcasters from around the country, where they use precisely the same language to describe the same event. There was a... I'm not sure how many years ago it was, but a number of years ago, maybe 5 or 8 years ago, the word gravitas became really popular for about 2 or 3 months to describe the veracity of somebody making a statement or holding a belief. And it spread like wildfire, that word gravitas, and then it faded away just as quickly. When you look at the affiliates and who owns them, that's your connection there, Fred, in my opinion, is follow the money trail, see who the ownership is, and you'll find that it comes back to a very centralized location. Jeff, you got any follow-up, sir?
Well, in media organizations, when they have news segments, they often, you know, they don't have their own news writers. They don't have their own reporters, so they have somebody reading feed from the network or wherever. So that's why they sound the same. They're part of a network and they're reading the same feed.
Precisely. Leon, any follow-up there, sir?
Matter of fact, even to address what he specifically said, was Mike Adams had described it, in that, and even Dr. Ted Brewer, and how they are going to the... if they know they're vaccinated, they've actually seen nurses and doctors have been told to change it from vaccinated to unknown. So if they expire after the remdesivir and all the other protocols that they're using, what's happening is now they're listing it as a COVID death instead of a COVID vax death. And so, you know, that is already being perpetrated, and they're doing a good job of it. And I think Cliff High, and there's been another entity I watched on Rumble or Brady on that described it as well. So the nurses know about it, and they've been told and instructed to change it, especially the ones who have been on remdesivir. So then, and Mike elaborated on the fact that remdesivir kills 25% of all people who take it, and he elaborates on within the first 9 days. And so it is so toxic that that Dr. Fauci was told, you know, here's a whole list of choices, and the only one that he chose, ivermectin, HCQ, he went down the list of all of them, and the only one that he approved and it was authorized by CDC and FDA was remdesivir, which had the highest toxicity and the highest number of mortality. And that's elaborated on with I believe it was Mike Adams. And it was just stunning to see how corrupt this whole system is. But that's what I really
want to pass on. It is. Thank you. Well, Fred, you got any responses?
Can I follow up just for a second?
Go ahead.
I noticed Sam yesterday really going off the rails and, you know, really bringing it pretty hard about the FBI and everything. And I know what Sam's skill sets are, and he will definitely bring it. But what is Joe Lunchbucket going to do? You know, what can we do? We listen to the radio shows. We listen to everybody talk about it. But how do you get out and push this without ending up with a target on your back?
I'm not sure what you mean by push.
In other words, if I wanted to go up against NBC, other than call them on the phone and tell them they're liars, what can people do to push back against the lies that are being perpetrated? I mean, I'm not Sam, so I can't defend myself in that sense. But I just wonder, you know, is there anything out there? Anybody got any ideas on that?
Well, my first idea is what gets their attention is losing revenue, and if you let the advertisers know, that, for whatever entity it is, let the advertisers know that you're going to be actively boycotting their products because they advertise on whatever a news outlet it might be, and there's almost always groups that advocate a boycott and hit them where it hurts the most. That would be in the pocket by boycotting their advertisers.
Thank you very much, John.
Okay, Fred. We got our last break. We're going to do our summary when we get back. Stay tuned.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We do a summary every Tuesday with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We'll start with Leon, and we'll finish up with Jeff. Go ahead, Leon.
Well, you know, when you were talking about the despair, and we hear about all the things and the dismal things that Elizabeth had talked about, you know, God has not given us a spirit of fear. And so, you know, and that's what's being focused on TV and mainstream media. And I even hear on the radio, like, get your flu shot, or not your flu shot, just get your COVID shot. And I'm screaming at these people who are just passing up a whole pabulum of lies and misinformation. And so, you know, we need to focus on who's in control. And even the commercial says, you know, my favorite items are the Bible and his 357. So, you know, get prepared, and you know what's going to be coming down the pike. And regardless if we're talking about the man in the moon or if we're talking about flood rising, you know you're going to be eating for the rest of your life. So you know the prices are cheaper now, and even during lockdowns and toilet paper runs, if you know you're going to be wiping your derriere, then you might want to get those things now while you can still do it. And I'm not saying hoard, but if you have food, you can bless other people in your church and in your community and your meetings. But if you are destitute without food and you don't have the ability to grow it, then yes, you're going to be one of the first people that are going to be jumping on the bus to the FEMA camp. So right now you have the ability, even if you have to buy less expensive and non-organic food, to buy it now while you still have the ability. So that's what I really want to convey is, you know, he's in control and we shouldn't fear. So just focus on that and look up, because our redemption is nigh, but we're going to be going through some trials and tribulations until that does occur. Thanks.
All right. Well said, Leon. We appreciate that. Jeff, your summary, please, sir.
Well, I don't really know that much about the moon and stuff, but I would just say with the crisis with Russia and China is that it is very scary. There are, you know, threats and mobilizations going on in both in Asia and in Europe. I don't think that there's a, you know, and with Iran and Israel, of course, I don't know if war is pending, but my understanding is that Russia and China have been planning a war in the event that it becomes necessary. And if the biological attack that took place, that began last year, goes in a certain direction, they won't have to. But if it takes a different direction, then that's why they're prepared. And that's sort of the way I analyze it. So anyway, you can think about that.
Okay. All right. Well said, sir. Well, you got an hour for yourself tomorrow morning. And Leon, we appreciate you being with us. And Jeff, we appreciate you being with us as well, sir. Thank you very much. Okay, that's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, recording, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.